Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Nardelli's back in the driver's seat.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. You may recall Robert Nardelli. He's the former CEO of Home Depot, who caught flack from shareholders when he left with a $210 million severance package. During his 6 years running the company, Home Depot struggled, and its stock lost 8%. But Nardelli's getting another chance to prove himself as CEO of Chrysler. And he won't have to put up with shareholders this time. Chrysler is now privately held by Cerberus Capital Management. And while we're talking high-level executive changes, Warren Spector is out as co-president at Bear Stearns. He's taken the fall for the firm's big losses in investments backed by mortgages, losses that have cut down Bear Stearns stock more than 30% this year. The stock market melted Friday after the CFO at Bear Stearns said the credit markets were as bad as he has seen in more than 20 years. Crikey! The Dow dropped 281 points to 13,181. That's a loss of more than 2%. The S&P and the NASDAQ each lost more than 2.5%. Overnight in Tokyo, the Nikkei fell by nearly 1%. And in the UK this hour, weakness in financial stocks leading the market lower. How badly has the subprime mortgage problem spread? Well, it's obviously affected Wall Street and could soon affect Main Street. Some economists are talking recession. And you can bet the Fed will consider this when it meets tomorrow to talk interest rates. Ashley Milne-Tite has a preview.
Most economists expect the Fed to keep interest rates unchanged at 5.25%. Gus Fauché of Economy.com says the economy is still growing, if slowly.
The economy is going to continue to add jobs at a decent pace. The unemployment rate might move up a little bit. And given all that, we expect the Fed to remain on hold through this year and into 2008 as they continue to see how the situation unfolds.
Joel Naroff is chief economist at Commerce Bank. He says all eyes will be on the guidance the Fed offers along with its rate announcement. Recently, the Fed's been focused on inflation. Naroff thinks it will soon be just as concerned about economic growth.
That balance between growth and inflation could be coming either in the August meeting or the September meeting, and that will be an important indication that the Fed is getting ready to possibly cut rates.
He says it would take a major change to the state of the economy to force the Fed's hand. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
A key ingredient in plastic gets a government review today. A federal panel will determine if new safety standards are necessary, but many scientists accuse the panel of favoring research funded by the chemical industry. Sam Eaton reports.
Bisphenol A, or BPA, is used to create lightweight, durable plastics and resins for everything from baby bottles to the linings of soup cans. A new study released last week suggests that exposure to the chemical could cause human reproduction and development problems. But don't expect a government ban. The study's author, Fred Von Saul, says that's because federal regulators meeting this week are basing U.S. safety standards on biased research. He says the research was compiled by a government contractor with ties to the chemical industry.
It means that all of the reports they were involved with have to be revisited, and all of the issues that they were involved in need to be looked at again for bias and accuracy.
The American Chemistry Council says that's unnecessary since most scientific studies find BPA plastics to be safe. The trade group claims that even though 95% of Americans have the chemical in their bloodstream, the levels are generally harmless. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org. And by Duke University's Fuqua School of Business Executive MBA programs, where working professionals earn Duke MBAs from locations around the world. Online at DukeExecutiveMBA.com.
Like the U.S., Britain has a problem with basic skills. 7 million adults in the U.K. cannot read or write properly. 11 million struggle to add and subtract. The British government has called on business to help remedy the situation. and business has responded. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
In a large London company, a staff training session is underway.
Responsibility. Anyone? Someone want to have a go at the... Do you remember what syllables are?
A handful of workers are learning to read and write, among them Derek, a 47-year-old mechanic.
Well, you see, I left school with no education at all. Couldn't even do my alphabet. So I slipped completely through the net, not knowing how to spell or write or do things.
For more than 30 years, Derek has been crippled by his dyslexia.
Trying to go for jobs, I think you struggle as well, well you do, because you don't want to fill out forms, you don't want to show people that you've got a problem.
But he's lucky. He works for one of the few British companies that are trying to help their illiterate staff, allowing them time off and even providing lessons. Many more companies should do the same, says Digby Jones, who was appointed by the government to investigate the UK's lack of basic skills.
If employers don't do something about taking 7 million adults who cannot read and write functionally, if we don't do something about skilling these people, then we are going to get a very nasty and very unsafe 21st century.
But David Frost of the British Chambers of Commerce, representing 100,000 British companies, says the government is asking business to sort out a huge mess of the government's making.
Half the school leavers at the age of 16 in this country do not have the basic qualifications to equip them for the world of modern work. So business would say the government has a responsibility to get that right.
It's our job to create wealth, he says, not to provide basic education. And anyway, Britain can always rely on a well-educated workforce from Poland and other East European states.
We have actually a large stream of migrant workers coming over from Eastern Europe who have those skills. And more importantly, they have a very strong work ethic. So we can cope.
Back in the literacy class, another casualty of the British education system is struggling to cope.
Qualify.
He and his classmates feel that Britain and British business owe them the chance to brush up their basic skills.
Their qualifications.
In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.